The Thursday Michigan Ag Today podcast is brought to you by the Michigan Agricultural Mediation Program. Resolve your farming disputes outside of court with free mediation services. For more info, visit MichiganMediates.org. Getting a better return on investment with your corn silage hybrids, and the grain markets turn lower on Wednesday. I'm Eric Pfeiffer, reporting on the latest news in agriculture on Michigan Ag Today. Harvest time is here, at least for some.
A little corn silage starting to come off around the state. I've noticed people are just starting on that. I took my first silage plot off yesterday in Frankenmuth, and moistures were about ideal.
Dale Whitmore there. He's a district manager for Dairyland Seed. He says new high DF hybrids are looking great this year. High DF is Dairyland's proprietary brand of corn silage hybrids. It stands for highly digestible forage.
Some of the new high DFs look outstanding. We do have a couple of products we label dual purpose. They actually have excellent feed tests, but if you put the high DF tag on them, sometimes grain farmers aren't interested in a silage product, but we do have some products that go well both ways.
Whitmore says the high DF line of hybrids offer higher milk per ton, providing a strong return on investment for dairy producers.
We offer the same great yield, same agronomics that we have in our conventional hybrids, but it just has that extra edge for fiber digestibility. Fiber digestibility is a measurement of how much plant material that the cows can digest and utilize, and starch digestibility, starch content. It just seems to have an upper edge on all that stuff. You can get a little more milk out of it. You can add a few more pounds per day, possibly on beef.
To learn more about high DF corn silage hybrids from Dairyland Seed or to find a dealer near you, visit DairylandSeed.com.
There's only one silage brand that's been raising the bar for over 30 years. There's only one silage seed lineup that's been designed, selected, and tested for optimal performance in Midwestern soils and conditions, and enjoyed by millions of cows across the region. You might be hearing about a lot of newcomers who promise more milk per ton and more tonnage per acre, but there's only one you should trust. Dairyland Seed High DF. Discover the High DF difference at DairylandSeedSilage.com.
Dry weather setting up over a large part of Michigan here for your Thursday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with a look at your Michigan Ag weather update. High pressure being analyzed this morning over parts of Ontario to our north, and that high is going to give us a mostly sunny day for today. Tomorrow looks mostly dry as well. We do have another round of moisture trying to come across the Lake Superior overnight tomorrow night into Saturday morning. This will bring clouds to the UP, maybe a little bit of cloud cover to northern tier counties of lower Michigan, but I don't think it's going to be bringing a lot of precipitation, at least right now. I won't rule out the odd shower in those areas. The rest of us will turn out partly sunny and maybe just a little bit cooler because of the clouds. And for Sunday and Monday, we are back to fully dry weather and winds coming from mostly the west and southwest, which will be warming winds. Dry weather continues in through a good chunk of next week. I think the key here is we're seeing a big degrading of that weather system that was supposed to bring us a little bit of moisture over the weekend. It has now fallen apart, only those few spits and sprinkles in the northern tier counties of lower Michigan. Definitely not anything farther south. With that being the case, dry weather dominates the entirety of next week. It's very active to our west over parts of Minnesota, western Wisconsin, the Mississippi River Valley, but none of that wants to move east through the week next week. Maybe we see a few hit and miss of scattered showers trying to pop up next Saturday night into Sunday. So that's the 20th into the 21st. Coverage only about 50% though across Michigan. I think we have to wait till we see a stronger frontal boundary showing up closer to the 23rd, 24th. That's our next good rainmaker if it can hold together. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
Seed Genetics Direct is proud to announce their new 2026 seed guide is now available for viewing at seedgeneticsdirect.com. They've added three new powerful hybrids to their corn lineup, along with seven new soybean releases, including one that shows natural resistance to white mold. There's lots to be excited about for the 2026 growing season. View the Seed Genetics Direct seed guide online and make your shopping list today. Value, knowledge, performance, it's in their genetics. Seed Genetics Direct.
It's time for markets now on Michigan Ag Today. I'll have final numbers from Wednesday trade coming your way in just moments. But first, let's get market analysis from Chicago. Tom Fritz is there with EFG Group. And he spoke yesterday with our Andy Eubank.
No traction in the markets for the bulk of the week. And it's obvious, Tom, that the trade is waiting for middle of the session Friday for USDA to update us. So in the meantime, not much happening at all.
No, it's very quiet. Our demand base isn't, especially in soybeans. Demand is, glaringly absent, and we don't see anything on the horizon. Somebody runs an article this morning that says if we don't see Chinese business, appreciable Chinese business by mid-late November, we could be losing 14 to 16 million tons of projected export. That's one-third of the export projections. So, I don't want to say put the blame on the White House, but that's where it's at, him and his tariffs. So we have to move on. But right now, everybody's waiting for, the trade's very, very slow. And we're waiting for the USDA, but you look at the average trade guesses and, we're not going to get much if these average trade guesses are anywhere close. We're not going to get much out of the USDA. They're looking for a 186.2 yield in corn. That's still, a monster crop. But now you're going to get the guys that are saying, well, what about all the disease we hear about out there? Well, you're not going to get into, an actuality on the disease until we get into harvest. And, we're still, weeks away from that. Yeah, it's starting in some areas, but not to the point where you can put a handle as to, all these disease reports and what its impact's going to be on yield. So, I'm with the frame of mind, this corn report's not going to give us anything to hang our hats on. In the case of demand, they might hike export demand a little bit, but I'm also hearing they may cut ethanol demand a little bit. So, we'll see how that goes. Soybeans, they're looking for 3/10 of a bushel cut in yield. And, it's going to be a dry finish, but we won't have realization there until we get, at least 1/3 of the way through harvest. And we're a ways away from that happening.
Tom Fritz there, EFG Group in Chicago. Final numbers from Wednesday. D's corn down 2 3/4, 417. March down 3, 434.5. Novi beans lost 6, 1025.25. Jan beans down 5 3/4 to 1044 3/4. December wheat off over a nickel, 515. In livestock, October live cattle up 97 cents, 231.15. And October lean hogs up 70 to 96.82. I'm Eric Pfeiffer, Michigan Ag Today, timely, relevant, credible.